this meeting to order of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. And so, looks like we got the full board here tonight. Max Carter, Chairperson, Alexandria Malone, Vice Chair, Brasida Castro, Earl Barbeau, Member, Paul Thomas, Member, our Secretary Jill Leva, and our County Liaison Kelly Benavides.
Good job!
I didn't slaughter it too much this time. So that's now we move into public comment. This period of public comment is if you need to speak on an item that is on the agenda, only items that are on the agenda, that for whatever reason you can't stay for the next 15 minutes it'll take to get to them. But if anybody wants to speak, you're more than welcome to stand up and speak. It just has to be on any item on the agenda. None appearing, we'll move on to approval of the minutes for June 11th, 2020. Can I get a motion? We have a motion to approve the minutes of June 11th, 2020. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Now we'll move on to any approval of the agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda for July 2nd, 2020? They have a motion to approve the agenda for July 2nd, 2020 as printed. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Informational items. Do you have anything?
So if you bear with me, the Health District, Clark County, and the School District have joined together for free COVID-19 testing. So there would be four middle schools in our area. That would be Courtney Middle School that will be doing free testing from July 10th through the 11th. So that's Friday and Saturday. Then the following week, it'll be at Monaco Middle School from July 17th, which is a Friday, and July 18th, Saturday. Jeremy Mack Middle School will be the following weekend, and that's the 24th and the 25th. And then finally, the last week will be Roy Martin Middle School from July 31st through August 1st. Testing is free, no insurance required. Results in 1 to 3 days, and there's a phone number, which is 702-759-1000. For any questions, but no reservation or appointment is necessary. You just show up that day. And that is from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
Can you send me that?
Yes.
It'll be easier.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
On the website?
It will be on the county's website, and I'm sure that it'll be on the health districts as well as Clark County School District. But actually, I'll go ahead and send it over to Jill, and then Jill can send it over to everybody.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
That's going to be it.
Okay, and I apologize, I missed Brady with comprehensive planning. He's got to get his 2 seconds of fame there. So thank you very much for showing up this evening. And so now we'll move into the planning and zoning portion. The first item on the agenda is ET-2040004-8UC 18-0168 LNY Investment LLC use permit first extension of time to commence the following: reduce separation of gasoline station to residential use, reduce separation from a tire. Am I on the right one? No. Sorry about that. That was our only item on the agenda 2 weeks ago. So So this one is coming up July 21st, 2020 at the Planning Commission. It is PA-20-700148-SZ Income Trust and Bond Michael F. Trust Plan Amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from BDRP, Business and Design Research Park, to IND Industrial on 4.7 acres, generally located on the west side of Nellis Boulevard, 450 feet north of Gowan Road. Is the applicant present? Yeah. Oh, okay, so do we have any? We gotta go through public comment.
Oh, sorry.
We're good. Seeing as how we don't have any presentation on it, do we have any public comment? None appearing. Public comments closed. Questions or comments from the board? Motions are appropriate.
I just have a question, and I tried searching this within the Title 30 book, but I couldn't find the definition. But I wanted to know, and I was curious about what research park and the code that
we would be.
Oh, what it means?
So what it means,
yeah,
the BDRP zoning.
Yeah. This is Kevin Smedley from Clark County Planning. BDRP, Business and Design Research Park, is the land use category. It allows MP zoning and office professional zoning.
Oh, okay.
So, and industrial allows M1 zoning. So, and M1 zoning is needed generally for more expensive outdoors.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Are you here to represent an item?
No.
No?
I'm with Clark.
Okay, awesome. So, we have a motion to approve. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Wow. The guy who knew everything is going to leave. What are we going to do without you? Thank you again. Okay, now we're going to come up on the next item, number 2, WS20-0229, NVDD Holding RP1 LLC, waiver of development standards to eliminate parking lot landscaping, design review for a building addition in conjunction with an existing recycling center and materials recovery facility on 2.0 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE70 APZ2 zone, generally located on the north side of Cartier Avenue, 360 feet west of Lamont Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
It's Carrie Shahan, representing the applicant, 4310 Cameron Street, Suite 12, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The floor is yours.
Okay, let's put this up here so you can see that. If you're familiar with the area, this is it's currently used as a recycling center, and the owner of the business came to me that they wanted to kind of give the facade a new look. They wanted to give this existing building a new better appearance. So we were first brought in to do that, and then they decided that they would like to have some more space for their employees, which is probably going to turn out well considering what we're going through right now. So they're proposing to add to the existing building an additional 2,000 square feet. They're upgrading the facade of the building. Because the back building and all this property is used for, recycling, this is, Lunas says, you see their dumpsters all over town on the different sites. We're just asking for the waiver of development standards so they can make the best use of the lot. Even though we are maintaining landscape in the front, we are requesting that we a waiver for the interior lot landscape. So this, you know, to give some design review, this is what faces Cartier, right? And right now it's mainly a stucco building. We're going to be adding some stone and some trellises, making the entry a little nicer. And then this is the side facing west, and the taller part here is a two-story structure against a one-story building. And now, mainly they're just adding additional office space, a bigger break room than what they have right now, and then upstairs is just going to give them some extra room to expand into in the future. If you have any other questions, please let me know.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll open this up to questions and comments from the public. None appearing. Questions and comments from the board.
Hello, thank you for that. My only question is, where will the employees be parking?
We have parking in the back, existing in the front. There's some over here that meets the minimum parking requirements. Because we calculated 20 required, 20 provided with a loading zone.
Oh, 20 parking spots?
20 parking spots on site. Yeah, they're going to move some things around and back to create more parking stalls back there. They've got a covered area. They're going to use it for, they're going to take the materials away from there and clean it up.
I didn't get the chance to drive by it, but from the map, it looked like the sidewalk wasn't paved. Is there a proper placement for, is that going to be part of the
No, I don't believe so on this side. I thought there was a sidewalk on this side of the street.
It's on this side, but not on the front of Cartier. Is that Cartier?
This is Cartier right here. Let's see if we've got the, let's see it in the aerial.
Because I did see it paved on one side. I couldn't see it, and I didn't have time to drive by.
Yeah, I thought that was developed all the way through here. We are showing the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yeah, and typically that would have been noted, wouldn't it, Brady? If there were off sites that needed to be done.
If it wasn't there, we would probably
have to. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Make a motion to approve.
Okay. I know the area very well, and I heard the time where it was good. But looking into the project for the next meeting, one area, I've been in there, I thought it was a sole property. And one area, that area, a lot of similar stuff. So airplanes fly right over there, so it's on all four. But there's one spot, if you're from the airport, I might even know this specifically, I've seen others with a lot of dust comes up from time to time, because they pass this old sheet around and stuff like that. And it looks like they've got loaders and stuff like that in the area that's not paved, where they do a lot of, I don't know what they recycle there, but I'm sure they do. And they got loaders and dump trucks and things like this in the picture here. Do they have water trucks and stuff to keep all that dust down when they go over? That's my only question.
Yeah, you know, I'm not
I should ask
that familiar
the
with
the planning made a comment about that too, where they have constant activity of construction vehicles moving around constantly on the site. And I've been out there just seeing that type of work done because they've got a lot of stuff like this out there. And there is dust coming up all the time.
The original application approved it with no hard surface. So that's just not that good.
The way they're using the property.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, something I can mention to the owner. I don't know all of the aspects, that, you know, for that part of for their business.
Question to approve.
We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Make sure you attend your planning commission meetings July 21st.
All right, appreciate it.
And now we move on to ET20400049ZC0215-15 Suleiman Wathio. Use permit third extension of time to commence retail sales as a principal use. For the following, and waiver of development standards for the following: reduced street landscape, reduced trash enclosure setback from a residential development, reduced setbacks and reduced height setback ratio adjacent to a single family residential use on 0.4 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE75 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Pecos and Gowan Road within Sunrise Manor. The applicant present, please state your name and address for the record.
Hi, I'm Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. I'm here on behalf of the property owner. This property owner inherited the property from his father in 2017. And since that time, he's become aware of the site, the project, what needs to be done to develop it, and he's made a good faith effort to get there. He's done his traffic and drainage studies. He's had them approved. He's paid their mitigation fees. And most importantly, he's bonded all of, for offsites. This is an indication that the project will happen. He's invested a lot of money, more than $70,000 that I can calculate so far. We were really hoping to meet the definition of commence the project, therefore meeting the conditions of approval that were issued in 2018. And commence means have hard equipment moving dirt on the site by May 20th, 2020. I applied for this on May 15th. He has since gotten his off-site permit signed off from all of the entities, including Clark County Public Works. And with this approval, he can start moving dirt. So the burden of proof for this application is to demonstrate that you've made faith effort for project for progress versus just speculating and flipping the property. And I think he's done that. And I believe that's why we have staff's recommendation for approval and ask for yours as well.
Okay, very good. Any questions or comments from the public? None appearing. We'll go on to questions and comments from the board. Remembering this is just about an extension of time. We're not here to debate the original conditions that have already been approved.
So is there a new timeline for development?
If I can get this approved at BCC, it'll be a matter of weeks before he starts his offsites. In fact, from what I understand, Pecos is being resurfaced from approximately Lake Mead. And in order to develop his property, he has to be in line to get all of his tie-ins for drainage and sewer and water before that road is approved, or before that road is resurfaced up at Gowan. So he's moving along the Clark County timeline. If he doesn't have all of his tie-ins and offsites done by that time, he would have to wait another 5 years. So he's feeling the pressure to at least get this extension of time approved to invest all of that money in hardscaping.
I just have one question. I know it doesn't pertain to what we're doing right now, but it's just a curiosity question. Do you have any idea what kind of business would be for them? Is it a track to that?
Retail convenience store.
Retail convenience store.
Yeah, he has a few of those in town. That's the business that he specializes in.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Make sure you go to the Board of County Commissioners. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that brings us now to general business. There's none. Questions and comments from the general public. This is can be anything you want to talk about. You got 3 minutes. Anybody needing to talk to the board? None apparent. Public comments closed. Our next meeting date is July 16th, 2020. It's the next meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board, 6:30 p.m. right here in this room. And we're adjourned.